Sunset Lake CBD is a majority employee-owned hemp farm located right outside of Burlington, Vermont. Before they started growing hemp, Sunset Lake Farms produced cream for Ben & Jerry's. Sunset Lake CBD doesn't use any pesticides or herbicides to grow any of its hemp plants, and they use organic fertilizer and other sustainable farming techniques to ensure the long-term health of the soil and to minimize their carbon footprint. So like all of us, my days are really stressful. By the end of the night, my kids are in bed, I'm taking a minute to chill, but I'm still unwinding. I recently started using the Relax Gummies infused with CBD isolate, reishi mushroom extract, and ashwagandha root extract. I'm really glad I tried these because they really helped me get ready for a good night of sleep, and I really think I sleep better, so I'd highly recommend it. Check out Sunset Lake CBD today at sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code UNDERMINE for 20% off your order. That's sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code UNDERMINE for 20% off your order. Farmer-owned, Vermont-grown, Sunset Lake CBD. Hey listeners, I want to tell you about Music Masters Collective, a nonprofit organization that produces unique music events, providing opportunities for fans and artists to meet and collaborate in an inspired and creative atmosphere. These events give you the opportunity to learn from world-class musicians like the Fab Four, Steve Earle, Richard Thompson, John Scofield, Nels Klein, the Milk Carton Kids, and many more. This June, join the Wait Band, featuring members of the band and the Levon Helm Band with special guests, including Jimmy Vivino, Bob Margolin, Lost Leaders, Chris O'Leary, Cindy Cashdollar, Stony Creek Band, Rob Fraboni, Larry Packer, and so many more at Camp Cripple Creek. This all-inclusive music vacation in the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York promises to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience featuring performances, workshops, jams, comfortable lodging, and superb dining. Visit campcripplecreek.com/undermine to register today. That's campcripplecreek.com/undermine.
Osiris.
Well, it's finally here. The highly anticipated limited edition Smart Wool and Grateful Dead collection has finally dropped exclusively at smartwool.com.
You may know Smart Wool as the go-to brand for all things merino wool, from socks to base layers. Smart Wool has been keeping people comfortable outside for decades with some of the softest and ethically sourced merino wool out there.
Well, Smart Wool's limited edition collection and collaboration with the Grateful Dead is back by popular demand right in time for the holidays.
From t-shirts and hoodies to beanies and socks, now you can have the next level comfort of Smart Wool with all your favorite iconic Grateful Dead designs. Shop the drop exclusively at smartwool.com and get it before it's gone for good. Gone, gone. Gone for good. That's Smartwool, SmartWool.com.
Hello, welcome to this special episode of Undermine, brought to you by our partners at Smart Wool. RJ, what are we talking about today?
Well, hello, Tom, first of all, and hi, Benji.
Hello.
Hi, RJ. Hi, Tom.
The three of us don't get to talk that much on this podcast, so it's fun. Smart Wool has graciously asked us to help get the word out about the Smart Wool Grateful Deadline that they released, and part of that is we thought we'd do an episode today about outdoor venues. I have some thoughts on this, and I think we all are going to go in different directions. But when you think about the stuff that Smart Wool does, and it's a lot of outdoor gear, and we're thinking about our favorite outdoor venues, and I think we're going to hit a bunch of different spots here. Benji, when you say fish outdoor venues, what's the pinnacle in your mind?
Well, RJ, Tom, I have a lot to say about favorite outdoor venues quickly, just because I've had this weird fascination with outdoor venues that goes back to when I was as young as like maybe 11 years old playing soccer, And I would imagine where the stage would go in the field and how the infrastructure would look and where the ticket taker would be. Wherever I look, instead of seeing, you know, castles for windmills, I saw stages in the grass, you know, and that's pretty much how I spent my preaching years.
At least, that explains a lot.
Yeah. At least in my daydreams, you know, and so last night, I know I should have been doing something productive, like, you know, watching TV or playing Minecraft or whatever. But I was literally staring at my ceiling, just daydreaming about all the great outdoors and all these wonderful, great outdoor places where some promoter said, you know what, guys, we can put a stage here. And then, you know, as an audience member, you get there and you go, they put a stage there. You know, it's just something special and sacred that happens when you put a stage someplace special and sacred. And of course, I know you guys, you know, are familiar with, you know, Red Rocks and the Gorge, and those always get mentioned. And they always win the awards for best outdoor venues of that size. You know, and I also think about places smaller where fish couldn't play, but like the Henry Miller Library, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. These are just amazing places. But to get to the question, I'm sorry, guys. The favorite outdoor venue to see fish. Okay, so I'm inclined to lean into something like, if there's this venue in Bend, Oregon. I think it changed names. I think it's called the Hayden Holmes Amphitheater now. But I remember, you know, in 1995, or 2015, rather, when Fish played there. And Tom, they were doing all the songs that you had just written, like Blaze On and Mercury.
Yep.
And for the first time. And it was just such a wonderful experience. And I also, you know, thought a lot about the polo field in Indio, California, where they did Festival 8. And, you know, I think the time was wrong for that festival, but it's just, if they did it now, they'd hit it out of the park, or at least out of the polo field, as it were, because it's a part of the country where it's always sunny. It never rains, for better or for worse. And Coventry would have never been curveballed, or at least curveball would have never been Coventried, if they had it there. But that's not a real venue. So, okay, guys, I will finally cut to the chase. I'm going to go with Tahoe.
No, you can't cut to the chase. You already missed the chance to cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, the chase is over. We're in Tahoe, state line, Nevada.
So of all those beautiful places, you chose basically a parking lot.
That's exactly right, Tom. And that's the funny thing. So, you know, now I think it's called Lake Tahoe Outdoor Arena, but of course we know it as Harvey's Amphitheater, you know, whatever. It's also just like how the Indio is not a real venue. Neither is this. It's not an obvious first choice for a favorite outdoor venue because, I mean, it is literally, as you're getting at, it's literally a stage and some bleachers in a parking lot. But that's just it. It's a stage and some bleachers in a parking lot that happens to be steps away from casinos and also the majestic Lake Tahoe. And it combines two of my biggest draws for fish overnights. There's casino fish, which is always a winning bet because you have this, you know, you have an abundance of lodging options. You have 24-hour hotbox culture. You have this permissive, you know, attitude where at 3 a.m. at a bar, you know, it's like, oh, you guys want to come in here and be rowdy and talk about something called Tweezer? Come on in. Oh, and play some slots while you're at it. You know, so I love that. And then, of course, there is the great outdoors. You know, it's one of those places that really just highlights a natural setting, like Mishawaka or the caverns. You know, Tahoe is just a parking lot with a stage, but if you look at where it is from the bird's eye view, it's just incredible. So yeah, I love everything about it.
That is such a great, interesting pick.
It is, and one other thing that I should say as an add-on is just that I really do enjoy seeing fish on a beach in Mexico, even if I hate dancing on the sand.
Yeah, I was wondering if Mexico was allowed, because it's almost like how we can't rate, you know, the Great Wind or Big Cypress as shows, per our previous guests. But you know, Tom and I went together in 2018 to Tahoe, and I remember after the first show, my friends, the Infamous String Dusters, were playing at one of the hotels at post show, and so I like went, you know, into a casino after the show and like fucked around in the casino and then went to another concert. And I totally get what you're saying. That's an interesting choice.
And I get everything you're saying about the lake. Every single time I go there, I then get a boat and go out on the lake for a couple of days. And it's phenomenal.
That's what I mean. I think it's less about the venue and more about the experience of that weekend.
Yep.
All right, Thomas, what do you got?
Well, first of all, Benji, first of all, RJ, aren't you glad you didn't ask Benji for his top five outdoor venues? Because he did give us five. I don't know if you were counting. If I was a West Coaster, I would probably consider the Greek Theater. But that's a great place. But
it is
since,
a great place.
Since I'm an East Coaster, my favorite venue to see fish outdoors is up the New York Thruway, Route 87, just north of Albany. It's a place known for a nearby racetrack, that for the horse lovers in our audience, but is also famous for springs full of naturally healing water that comes from deep underground and apparently is healthy to drink, but also to bathe in. Of course, I'm talking about SPAC, Saratoga Performing Arts Center in Saratoga Springs, New York. My favorite, really, kind of because it's the best outdoor hang that we've perfected over the years. There's like a VIP parking lot up near the top of the venue that Fish gives me access to. And I get there early and bring food, drink, music, and plenty of chairs. And it always turns into an amazing tailgate party before the show. RJ, you stopped by some of those parties. Yeah.
Oh, it's great to have sandwiches and beers and then go in. It's back and it's beautiful. I mean, being in a state park and around a state park, I mean, that's you can't ask for more.
Yeah. Amar came and played guitar, the famous Osiris musician, Amar Sastry. There's a constant flow of people that arrive kind of, I think, maybe by bus nearby. And there's a parade of people and some of them stop and talk. And it's just fabulous. A couple of notes, the water itself. We walked around the park once to find the actual springs. Don't bother. The water is gross and stinky. I wouldn't drink it if he paid me. That didn't stop President Roosevelt, though, who has a spa and bath and pool complex named after him. I think he would soak because of his ailment, polio, right? We're talking, of course, Franklin Roosevelt. He hung out there in the late 30s and early 40s. But there's also an expensive hotel or resort called the Gideon Putnam in the park itself, but it fills up with wooks during shows, and it's very hard to get into for fish shows, and it's a non-wook hotel. It's amazing. But what they do, you're better off getting an Airbnb or staying in this, you know, there's a lot of places to stay in Saratoga, but I think the Gideon like goes from like 250 a night for fish nights, like a grand. And I'm not kidding. I've seen, I think, $1,000, and they jack up the prices to keep the wooks out, but that doesn't work. They should know that by now. Anyway, that's SPAC.
Also, Tom, you know, there was a year when I left SPAC, I think it was 1995, when Mr. Fishman was looking for his car, where I was one of the last people to leave because I was waiting for my friends who couldn't find the car that I had found. And meanwhile, Mr. Fishman came asking if anyone had seen his car.
Wonderful.
True story.
That's wonderful. Those are both great picks. I'm just gonna to round it out quickly. I'm gonna have to say the man, and partially because it's now 2 miles from my house, and so we can walk home from a fish show, which is just like outrageous. I haven't done it yet, but it's also a 5-minute drive. But and it's a really beautiful outdoor venue. Like it's not. You know, the size is kind of perfect. The acoustics are great. The scene is great. And now it's like my home neighborhood venue, which I think is really, really cool.
It's a beautiful venue.
I love the man. And there's always good shows there. There's always a good vibe there.
We all love the man.
Osiris.
I'm Daniela Clark.
I'm Barbara Ann Wild.
And we are the Honest AF Show.
Our podcast is real honest conversation with our celebrity friends and pros.
Covering our anything but average rock and roll lifestyles.
All while tackling the hell that is aging and the battle of beauty.
Oh yeah, nothing is off the table.
The Honest AF Show is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we're out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McClain. Together, we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hayden, Backstreet's Magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to Nothing But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much! We'll be seeing you!